Don't do intro. Keep that in too.
No, bro.
Keep that in.
All right, we are back after fall break. This is episode 18 of On the Porch. I'm here with my co-host, Vail.
You can just hear the sickness in your voice, man. What's up, y'all?
Welcome back. I'm not sick, bro. Don't tell them that.
My bad. This is the first episode back from fall break, so, you know, a good way to start the season. Or not the season, but the second quarter, I think.
Yeah, it's quarter.
Yeah, okay. And here with us, you know, as usual, we have a special guest with us, Mr. Colin Echols.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I was going to ask you that. How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to be back in a WEDM studio. It's been a hot minute for me.
That's nice. I was going to say, just for the people who don't know you, man, go ahead and give your background history.
So, okay, graduated from Warren in 2021. Did stuff with WEDM for all 4 years I was here. Did a lot of sports, play-by-play for football, basketball. Won play-by-play of the year in 2021, so my senior year. I was the best play-by-play in the state of Indiana for radio. So yeah, that's my little radio background.
He got an accolade. Similar to, you know, someone we had on here a few weeks ago, Isaiah.
You can name him. I was finna say.
Yeah, Isaiah. What was you gonna say to you?
I mean, I'm like, what?
What was you finna say?
I was finna say, bro, Isaiah. Like, you, like,
he was Isaiah. He was Isaiah before Isaiah, bro.
He ran so he can run.
Isaiah was the calling after me. What do you mean?
I mean,
no, that is
me
true.
Personally, Isaiah, I don't know if I would take that.
We can't tell because, like, we didn't know you.
Fair enough. That's fair.
I had rumors. You know, leading up to the first football game, I was like, yeah, Colin gonna be here. All I heard was Colin. I was like, who's this guy?
So you know he a goat.
Yeah, he had to be something, bro, because they were speaking on this man. He was like, we see you as the next Colin. I was like, oh, for real? And I was like, all right, I gotta see this man, because he getting brought up like a legend, a myth. Like, you hearing them stories, bro.
Yeah. No, I mean, all due respect, though, Isaiah's a... He's a heck of a guy.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does. He's very good at what he does.
Yeah, he saved to me and the Corey last Saturday. But that's a story for later on. And he has two.
Yeah, he did when he got play by play and like,
I think interview
of the year.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So he got the accolades, but
he does.
See where your accolades at. What's on your belt?
I have zero accolades. As of right now.
All right, what you shooting for, bro?
You know, last year I wasn't doing much. I was just cameraman.
Yeah, he was cameraman. Like, this year, you can get social media and some other events.
Maybe. I got to step it up.
I believe in you, bro.
Social media kind of hard, bro.
Not it's really.
Like, yes, it is.
I really, no, it's just hard for you because your top 10, not your top 10, it's foreshadowing. Your tier lists get very crucified.
Is that your tier list?
Yeah.
That's just posted on Instagram.
Bro, he's the tier list guy.
God, bro.
We have some beef.
It's a list.
We're going to go back all the way to the chips.
Oh,
the chips list. How did original Lay's, sour cream and onion Lay's, how did those not make S tier? I'm just curious. How did those not make S tier?
Because Pringles exist.
Okay, yes, Pringles does exist, but it's Lay's. It is the original Lay's, the yellow bag. How does that not make S tier? Am I wrong to say that?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
You're lying.
I don't eat Lay's S. I do eat Lay's.
Oh my gosh, bro. That's just too basic.
What do you mean too basic? That's the best part. They're basic. They're original.
They are original.
You cannot beat the original.
Next question.
All right, Colin. So we asked McCory and Isaiah. Well, McCory, we asked McCory, but you know that episode will never see the light of day. But we asked Isaiah
My fault.
Oh yeah, he deleted the episode. That's right.
I didn't delete it.
He deleted it.
But it's gone.
It was your fault. The tea destroys everything.
I don't wanna
in the studio
explain the story again because I already have on the podcast. But I left the room, come back, it's just erased. It's like one, like less than a second of like the stuff on there. I'm like, how does this happen?
But anyway, how was it in college? What's the life there?
College is very different from high school. Number one, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So and you think when you show up at college, you know, no parents, no anything like that. You think you're gonna have all the freedom in the world. You can do whatever you want. You find out real quick how much freedom you actually have. And it is not much more than what you have at high school.
Mm.
You've got, most of the time, especially like if you're a student athlete like me, play baseball in college, right?
Okay.
So
athletic guy.
Yeah. So no time for a job. So you got no money coming in. So you're working with whatever you got in the bank account and that's it, right? On top of that, you got classes. You got to balance class, practice, whatever extracurriculars you're in. And classes, let's see, this semester, I'm in four classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, four classes, pretty light.
It's light workload. Yeah.
No. Two of those are semester-long research projects. So that's the only grade that gets submitted at the end of the semester.
You got to work the whole
time. You have one grade that gets submitted. So you either pass it or you fail. Exactly. So if you don't stay on top of everything, things start to pile up with you. But no, college is fun, though. I mean, it's a lot different. It's a good opportunity to get out there and kind of figure out a lot in the world, figure it out on your own. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. So when it comes to doing play-by-play, what is your favorite sport to do?
Football. Football, hands down.
Okay.
And I've been dreading not having football for the past couple of years because our school doesn't have a football team. We're going to go to a really small school. But, yeah, so potentially going to be getting back into some football next school year. Don't know what's going on with that just yet.
But you hope so.
I hope so. Maybe a little different school look, too. But, we're looking to see what's going on with that.
I feel that. So, you say that with the job and, sports, so you ain't got time to do everything. Pretty busy person.
Yes, extremely.
I feel that. So, Teef, how's it with you, bro? I know with cross country and everything, because before, not even cross country, but track, last year you was a very busy guy. Like, it was rarely a time when I seen you not, practicing or at work or whatever.
What was the question again?
How do you balance that? How did you balance it?
It would just be it would just be practice. For the first half of practice, during winter, I worked at Walmart only on weekends, so it wasn't hard to balance it at all. It was just zero actual real free time. But it would be to school, practice, go home and chill, do homework maybe. Weekends, just get up and go work. That's all. But after that, after I started working at Culver's, I had work on weekdays. So that's when it became hard. Because it would be let's go sprint a bunch of 200s or whatever. Your legs hurt. And then you got to stand up for hours upon hours right after that. And you got to go home. And it was hard.
I couldn't imagine, bro.
Dude, it's tough to balance all that. It really is. Having to give up,
You gotta drop something, bro.
Exactly. You can't go, but if you want to do that, which is very possible, practice and go to work. Yeah, you can make it work, but you're gonna give up a lot too.
Yeah,
Can't go hang out with your friends on the weekends.
You're very busy.
I went a whole year with literally no weekend.
Exactly.
Can't hang out with nobody. Everybody, I'm having fun. I'm at work pushing carts.
Hey, bro. We need
compare the bank accounts, though. Compare the bank accounts.
Oh, man. Nah, facts, though. I always respect the grind, bro. But me at work, I realized that I was just sitting. I was just like, what I'm doing right now does not equal my pay. I gotta go. I have to go, bro.
What if they hear this, bro?
Huh?
What if they hear this?
They're not gonna hear this.
What if a customer, a reoccurring customer you see every day, just pulls up and say, you know what? I hate Ville. Let me just...
I feel like they know though. It's weird, but it's crazy because I see people I know at school and stuff at work, and I know you. For example, I was at work and I had to get somebody to fit in room, and I looked them up and I was like, you look familiar, but I ain't think nothing of it. The next day they come in again, I was just like, you look familiar.
They went back to the same store twice in 2 days.
Yeah. But that's just how it is, really, at retail. How's it with you, bro? I know you see a lot of recurring customers.
At Culver's, it would be a bunch. It was so weird because you just be doing draft and you see that same person every other day. Bro, how can we have really formally met yet? You ain't asked for my name or nothing. See every day.
Nah, it'd be like that because that's how I felt. What's it called? I go to, all right, so Best Pizza Joint, no promo, no shameless plug. So I go to Donato's. And it's
Denial's is the best pizza joint?
Best pizza joint.
That was a shameless plug, bro.
Not really. It's just the best. Anyway, so it's I get, I come in one day, I get my original thin pepperoni. I leave. I come in, they recognize me. They're going to be what's it called? The usual? I'm like, yeah, that made me realize I come in here a little too much. But, I mean, it's cool, though. All right, Teef.
The usual. Nah, it would be weirder at Walmart because I worked at Pendleton Pike, and our Walmart is on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be seeing so many kids in there. I'm like, why are you over here? go back to Washington Street. This one's worse.
It's crazy, bro. All right, so, Colin, talk to me about baseball, man.
What do you want to know? There's a lot that goes into it.
Everything, bro.
Schedule or just...
Everything, bro. Just talk to us, man.
So... Okay, so the first week you get back to school is an off week. They kind of leave it as let the freshmen get kind of acclimated to being on their own. get their class schedule down. You have a few meetings in the first couple weeks, just team meetings, no breakdown. All right, here's what the fall is going to look like. Here's what the winter is going to look like. And then you figure out what the spring looks like kind of towards the end of the first semester. So in the fall, you hit the ground running. So for the first week you start practice, it's full practice literally from, let's say, I guess we started our second week of school this year all the way to, I guess, this week that we're on right now is our last full week of practice. So once we get done with this week, we'll go on like a 1-2 week break, and then we'll come back and it'll just be team lifts for all the winter, because that's your dead period.
Yeah.
You can't do any of the contact stuff. You go on Christmas break, and then, you know, when you go home on breaks and stuff like that, you're on your own. Like, they expect you to keep doing what you've been doing mm-hmm. while you're at school. Because we come back, I think our second semester this year starts like January 3rd. Our first game is February 3rd. So okay. We get back and you have 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you start playing. And then when you start playing, it's hectic. I mean, this year we're in Georgia twice this year. One of those trips, we go down to Georgia, we go back up through Arkansas, and then we're back up through Kentucky. So we're on the road for like a week, a minute at a time.
Going to Georgia don't sound too bad though, bro.
It's fun, but it's like when you get into that, obviously I think that week is like that's one of our spring break weeks. So I mean, it's not like
it's cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's cold, but it's at the same time, it's not like it's doable. You're not balancing classes with it, so it's a little bit better. But when you get into it and you start getting rain cancellations, weather delays, you know, schedules don't work out, stuff like that, well, then you get into, okay, now you're playing Friday, you play two games Friday, two games Saturday, and then you'll turn around and play two Monday, two Tuesday to make up for ones that you missed 2 weeks ago. So you 8 games in 5 days.
So it's very full.
It's extremely full.
I couldn't imagine, because compared to other sports like, say, basketball or track even, you kind of have that free day, or you have that time off, or it's not that heavy on you. And I can only imagine, especially what you'd have to do play-by-play, that you're also very, very busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, though, is you kind of, when you get into season mode, you know, you get all of your play-by-play and all your extracurriculars and stuff that you do outside of sports, you get all that out of your system first semester. So you really kind of, you pound it, because now you've got, like, flexibility. So you can tell coach, like, hey, you know, I have a thing I got to do for class or whatever, and he's like, okay, you got to go to class, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they let you go. But at the same time, you know, when you turn around second semester, you can't just be like, hey, coach, I got something I got to do this Saturday.
You got
two games this Saturday. You can't just.
You busy,
you
man.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a little bit of an adjustment, especially compared to high school. I mean, high school, you play 2-3 games a week max.
Yeah, I think it's not that much, is it?
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, usually two.
Yeah.
Two games a week. College, you're two games a day, every day you play. So, I mean, it's a little bit.
That college life sounds hectic, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, all right, so let's talk about, of course, what we in the class right now. Let's talk about radio. What got you into wanting to become play-by-play? And then talk to me about, you know, radio in college.
So, honestly, my freshman year. So, when I started here my freshman year, the intro radio class, you had to be a sophomore to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I needed like an elective spot to fill. And I was just like, hey, you know, can I take it? Can you make an exception? They didn't have a lot of kids that had signed up for the intro class. So they were like, yeah, sure, go ahead, take it. So I took it. I liked it. And they were like, all right, we want you to come back and do the advanced class as a sophomore instead of as a junior. All right, cool. Started doing it. They're like, well, what do you want to do with radio? And I'm like, I don't know. I've really never thought about it. They're like, okay, well, let's, you know, sit in on a football game. Listen to what we do while we do it on there for football game. Sat in, listened to it. I'm like, all right, this is cool. This is what I want to do. So kind of sat in, just kind of hung out with everybody that did the play-by-play stuff my sophomore year. Turned around junior year, and I started doing it my sophomore year. Hung out with everybody my freshman year. Turned around, started doing it sophomore year. So my first year, kind of got a little spoiled. The first ever season of anything I was on air was state championship football in 2018. So,
woo,
yeah, I got to watch David and Romere and Jaden and all them tear everybody in the state of Indiana up for 14 straight games, and then go tear Carmel up in the state championship, which
great
is pretty
way
cool.
To start your season off.
Yeah, exactly. And then it kind of just took off from there. That's kind of just kind of fell in love with it, I guess, and just kept pushing with it.
Real. Yeah, I know Isaiah said he fell in love with it since like he was a kid, like NASCAR and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. So what about college? I know it's different from here to then.
It's not different in the base of it, because, I mean, it's radio. Radio really doesn't change too much. It just gets a lot more professional. So, like, here, you know, when the crew show up to do games, I mean, what do you guys wear? Do you do any of the games?
Huh?
You do the games?
Yeah, I'm the player. Yeah, I'm player.
Okay, so when you show up, like, what do you wear?
We have our gear on.
You've what?
We have gear.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like, what, like a t-shirt and jeans?
Yeah, it's just a t-shirt.
Polo and jeans?
T-shirt, usually whatever else is at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, so when we go to games now, three-piece suits. That's like, required. You cannot go on air unless you have a suit on. So, first thing I had to do last year before I started calling games, you got to go out and you got to buy suits. So, go out and buy four suits. Yeah, exactly. That's big. Another big thing is you get into a lot of the, you learn a lot of the business side of things. So, at the same time, when you're, you know, still calling games, still doing stuff on the radio side of things, you also learn, okay, this is how you sell advertising. This is how you gain clients to get advertising for next year. You start to figure out, okay, this isn't just something that's fun like it was in high school. You're doing this at a level now where you're trying to make the station that you're at money while doing something that you deem fun, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of a it's hard to describe, but
it's a responsibility jump. Really, put it that way. Yeah. You got to be a lot more professional, a lot more
thoughtful.
Yeah, less so much about, okay, I want to do good for me and sound good, and more I want to do good for me, but I also need to do good for the station and make money.
Yeah.
That's episode 18. We out.
Bye-bye.